gar nicht tun, das Test. Aber auch. Jetzt we're just going to go back to the Chafetz Chaim. We're going to go back to the Chafetz Chaim from yesterday. First, I just want to make an announcement that there's a song in Hebrew, maybe, that says they may see him here. They're making a see him downstairs at the main mishmash at 2:30. They finish the whole Pesach of Bar Metzia. They do an Amud every day. Downstairs, the main mishmash. Downstairs, at 2:30, they're having a see him. They learned that. They do an Amud a day. In the afternoon, they do one Amud, one side every day. And they finish two years. They finished the whole Bar Metzia. So they're making a big party, and the Rav Ari is supposed to be there, hopefully, and Yeshua Cohen maybe, and all the Rav Alger, all the big rabbis. 2:30, when he comes, instead of learning, he comes to.
Where? You're going to be there?
Yeah, but that's Hashem. Okay, so I think, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there, but I'll be here somewhere. So that's Hashem. Everybody's going to be a whole lunch or whatever. Everyone's invited.
It's more important to go there to see.
No, it's through this mitzvah. Oh. See holy people through this mitzvah.
Mitzvah lunch.
Mitzvah lunch. Bread and dips and
bread.
You might even get chicken. You might even get chicken.
Did you push?
Is there any chicken?
Nah, you will get.
But
it's
not the bread
with
chicken.
Vegetarian chicken.
Fine. Anyway, I should make an announcement. So everyone's invited. Fine. To join today, they started on Thursday. They started at Sechel Shabbos. Whoever wants to join, Amud Day with Sechel Shabbos. They started on Sechel Shabbos. They did Beidim Adal. We're going to say, make a chabura. Amud Day, Gemara. They started with Sechel Shabbos. Very nice.
They started
on Thursday. That Beidim Adal. Today, I don't know if they'll do it, but they started Amud Day. Sechel Shabbos.
Amud Day keeps the doctor away.
Okay. So if they pass out, yeah, for after Chavetz Chaim. So just whoever wants to start, they join them. They started Bar Metzia today. They're starting Shabbos.
You do tshuva. They
started on Thursday. You can do tshuva.
So you're already a few behind.
Not few. They started on Beis Aleph on Thursday.
Thursday, Friday.
No, they don't do every day.
Whatever.
They don't do every day. They do only second Seder. They do one Amud every day second Seder. Friday, they do one and a half.
Only Thursday. Only
Sunday to Thursday. In the Yeshiva, they do one Amud a day. You can do it. Do Akiva. You can finish.
Yes.
Amud a day.
Do it together.
I have a chavrusa, maybe when I have a chavrusa, maybe.
So you don't want
it?
Fine.
Oh. Fine, let's see the Chavetz Chaim.
Fine,
so we're
going
to go back to, because you asked me to do this, we'll say quickly before we set up Thursday. So we said that it's usher to talk about someone's past misdeeds, right? And to remind someone of their past, to talk about someone's past misdeeds, even if we're saying it in a way of a compliment, it's still Lashon Hara at Chavetz Chaim. So to say, well, look at how far this person has come in their mitzvah observance. That's connoting that they weren't such a good person until now. So that's also Aser, even if we're trying to make a compliment. Good? And we said the Torah judges a person, Hashem looks at a person the way they are now. Right? And assuming a person has repented, Hashem says, I'm looking at their situation now. I'm not looking at them, their past, and their ancestors' past. So too, we're expected to evaluate our fellow Jew according to his present level. Now we'll go to day 34. Now I'm talking about committee meetings. Chanan, this is for you. Ready? Committee meetings. It says like this. It says, any salesman can tell you from experience that people are very uncomfortable saying no. They'll come up with all types of ingenious excuses in order to avoid a flat refusal. Because they associate some sort of guilt with an outright negative response. That's why some people lie, even though it's wrong, they don't want to say no. They feel guilty to say no. You ask people a question, they feel like they owe you an answer. They feel guilty to say no. If this is true when rejecting a product, it is truly the case where rejecting someone's for a position. Right, if someone wants a position, and you're trying to knock them off, a guy tells you, why don't you vote for me for my position? It's very hard to tell, I didn't vote for you for this and this reason. Chavetz Chaim cautions us that this tendency is manifest after committee meetings, where the fate of an employee, teacher, or new vendor, the whole vendor, has been decided. The results can be destructive. Which means when someone comes out of a meeting, they say, did you vote for me? They ask you, what do you vote for me? It's usher to say yes or no. Why? Because if I say yes, and the guy realizes that he was outvoted, he'll realize everybody else didn't vote for him. So even if I voted for his favor, I come out of the thing and the guy says, did you vote for me? It's also to say if I voted for him or not. Right? Say you tell the guy, I'm sorry, it was a closed ballot.
Not even, you say the Chavetz Chaim says usher.
Yeah, but Chavetz Chaim says usher. But also you tell him, in this situation, Chavetz Chaim says usher. Why? Because it was a closed thing. If it was open, then everybody could see. Fine, so you could look it up, if I voted for you. But it's closed, and it's closed. Chavetz Chaim says, Lashon Hara, even if I did vote for you, I'm not allowed to say I voted for you. Because then I'll figure out who didn't vote for him. Because he asked the guy, you voted for me? He said, I'm not telling you. Another guy said, the other guys, I'm not telling you. And he figures he gets all the guys who did vote for him. He says, all you guys didn't vote for me. So I can figure out who voted for him. So it's usher to say, or even a guy can say like this, I really wanted to vote for you, but I was outvoted. That's also Lashon Hara. Because that means a lot of other guys didn't want to vote for you. That's also Lashon Hara. He's saying that, especially when an employee or an existing employee was knocked off of his job, then many people are uncomfortable. No one wants to take the blame for making this guy, for giving him the red slip. So many people try to say, it wasn't me. They try to shift the blame. That's why we need to be very careful not to get into a situation like, no, you don't say anything. Say it's a closed meeting. I'm not talking about it. Don't say good or bad. Right? Or if you say, really, I wanted to go easy on you, but Mr. Cohen controlled the meeting and he pushed it through. Wow. Any of these statements are all going to be a very bad type of Lashon Hara, because the person's feelings are going to be very hurt, whoever just lost their, if they lost their job. Right? Even if the meeting was officially open, Chazan still says, it's still forbidden.
Why jobs would be anything?
We're just giving an example. You figure out, you think about more examples. Nachon? He's saying, even if officially it was an open meeting, you're not allowed to tell the person about the voting, the subject we were talking about. It's not, he says, it's usher to reveal anything. Now the laws of Lashon Hara, Hashem's blueprint for human interaction. By following them faithfully, one will remove the potential for strife, hatred, and anger in his or her life. A committee meeting to decide the future of a person's employment is an atmosphere charged with tension and ripe for strife. Sometimes hurtful decisions need to be made. If the committee takes a unified stance and no one is blamed for the decision, then the fallout of these meetings will be kept to a minimum. Time also teaches how to make meetings, committee meetings. So you also have to make meetings.
Better to keep out of them.
Yeah, but if you have to be part of them, someone has to be part of it. Right? Yeah. Cut out still have a hard job. Yes, we're going to see if somebody wants to be part of these meetings. So what do you do if you have to be? Someone has to be in charge. That's how Hashem makes it.
You need somebody else to keep out.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Now, Baruch Hashem, here's Sunday morning, and we show Parshas Pinchas. So now we're holding a Daf Tes Amud Aleph.
Rashi.
I'm going to start. We're going to just go over outside the Gemara, so we'll see Rashi in a minute. Let's see what happened. What happened until now in the Gemara? We have a contradiction. Our Mishnah says, a Keretosha will kill the Keretosha. What happens? Because the Gauls. Aaron comes back Sunday morning, goes. What does the Brisa say? The Brisa, we understood from the Brisa, a Geratosha will kill another Geratosha. What happens to him? What happens to him? Anybody knows? Don't scream all at once. A Geratosha will kill another Geratosha according to the Brisa.
He gets killed.
Fine, he gets killed, so that's a contradiction. From the Mishnah to the Brisa, to our understanding of the Brisa.
Can we go back and just review the Brisa real quickly?
Just back and read the Brisa.
Yeah. Since the whole
day
is to compare the Brisa to the Mishnah,
we know
the Mishnah says
when you
go back to the Brisa.
I'm saying the point is, I don't want to go to the Brisa, didn't say it explicitly. Okay. We worked it out from the Brisa. We understood from the Brisa that a Gartosha who killed a Gartosha is not liable because we compared him to a guy.
Okay.
Basically, we compared him to a guy. Where is it inside? From Veramini, fine. We're back inside by popular demand from Veramini. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines from the top.
Fine.
13 lines from the top. We're asking a contradiction from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says...
And where are you holding?
The test of an Aleph, 13 lines from the top. The second word is...
That's 9A.
Fine. Now, we said in the Mishnah that a Geratosha will kill the Geratosha. The halacha is, he goes to God's. Gemara asks, very many, we have a contradiction from understanding of Bryce. What does the Bryce say? This is a quote from the Bryce. Lefichach, therefore, Ger Taishav. It says Ger, but they put it in the Ger, says it really says Ger Taishav. Ve Avit Kerchavim, Shahargu. Ger Taishav and a guy that killed.
Right.
What's that, Lacha? Naragin. Correct. Whether they killed by mistake or purpose, we didn't differentiate. Either way, whether they kill on purpose, they kill by mistake, either way, a Gartosha and a guy that kill, they automatically get killed. Correct? Because we saw in Rashi, they don't have to be warned. When it says in the Torah, they get seven mitzvahs ben enayach, that's their warning. No more warnings for you. If you kill by accident, you get killed. Finished. So that's the Braisa. Those are the words of the Braisa. Those six, seven words are from the Braisa. That's a quote. So now what it says on that, Katani, so we stated a ger, we stated that a ger is dumi and similar to Arz Gechavim to a guy. We said them in the same sentence. We said a ger and Arz Gechavim, they kill, they get killed. It's not like they're on the same level. So ma Arz Gechavim, what is it? Just like by Arz Gechavim by a guy. Lashna the katal, bar meaning. It doesn't make a difference to us if he kills someone who is like his species, a guy. But Lashna, it doesn't make a difference to us to cut the lav bar meaning. If he killed someone who is not his species, which means let's say he killed even a Jew. Narak, he gets killed. But don't care if you kill someone on your own level, not on your own level, you always get killed. Correct? Which means even when you kill someone on your own level, your own bracket, you know you can't get guns. Right? Correct? Even if a guy kills another guy, you would think maybe it's you know, they're both on the same level. Give him gullus, no gullus. Afgar also gar tasha. Laishna, it doesn't make a difference to us. It doesn't make a difference. The katal, if you kill the bar, meaning someone who's his type, which means another gar tasha. But laishna, it doesn't make a difference to us. Katal, if you kill the la bar, meaning someone who is not his type, a regular Jew. The halacha is narak. So we're in the setting for the Raisa, that just like a guy, even if he kills someone on his own level, right, he still does not get gullus, right? Even though he should kill someone on his own level, a guy kills another guy, gullus doesn't help you. You got to get killed. So too a Gartoshna who kills a Gartoshna on his own level also, someone on his own bracket, still gullus doesn't help you. That's our understanding for the Raisa. Good, Chana?
Right.
Good. So when that comes out, it's very nice, but it's a contradiction to our Mishnah. Obviously, says the Gartaj goes to Gartaj, since he's on the same bracket, he's on the same level. So you kill someone at your level, go to Gullus, right? If the Gartaj kills a Jew, someone much higher, Gullus can't help. But our mission said if you kill someone on the same level, Gartaj kills another Gartaj, then you go to Gullus. Good? Comes a Braisa.
So the Gemara just wants to resolve, how can this be? What's the complicated Braisa in the Mishnah? Because how can you kill a Gartaj for... It says in the Mishnah,
the Gertesh goes to
the
Gertesh, how could that be that he's not
going
to kill the Gertesh? Good. Good.
I think.
Yeah.
Fine.
Thinking good. Same. That's the theory. Good? So that's our question. Does the Gertesh go to Gullus or did he get killed? Gertesh kills another Gertesh by accident. So we're going to have two answers. We're going to have Rav Chista, and we're going to have Rav. And the Gemara is going to explain why they argue on each other. So Rav Chista was the first pshat. Rav Chista says, Lamed Kof, what's Lamed Kof mean?
Lo kasha.
It's not a kasha. It's not a question between the two brises. Khan, over here, and the brise says that in our Mishnah, Shahargu, that they killed, Derech Yerida. If he killed on the way down, then the Gartosh killed another Gartosh on the way down, then you get Gullus. The Bryce is referring to a case where you killed while you were going up. And since there's no Gullus while you're going up, so the default for him will be that what Rabbi was the default?
Killed.
He's got to get killed. So there's no such thing as getting off the hook for a Gartosh. If we're not able to give you Gullus, you'll automatically default into getting killed. That's what Aaron says. It's probably the right pshat. Yeah. It's a derech you read though. On the way down, the Yisrael Gali. Derech you read the Yisrael Gali. That Yisrael, a Jewish person would go to Gullus. Ihu nami, he also. Sagi lights enough for him. But Gullus with Gullus. Because he could get Gullus, because that's a prescription for, he's like a semi-Jew, he could be like a Jew, he could get Gullus. However, Derech Aliyah di Yisrael Pater. But when it's going down, Yisrael is Pater. Going down, we know that's what Derech Aliyah going up. The Yisrael doesn't get Gullus because we learn from Psukim, you don't get Gullus. So then he walks. So who? This guy Nerag, he gets killed. Why? He has no such thing of walking ever. A Gartoshav never gets off the hook. Because he says he's committing the Shabbat of an Inna. A Gartoshav and a girl will never walk. Either they'll get galus, or the default is they'll get killed. So therefore, so Menachem, if he's on the way down, what's halacha always? You get galus. So if he's on the way up, that's it. You gotta get killed because you don't take a walk. But Reuven, fine.
That's
Rashi's
explanation between the
Brisa
and the
Mishnah. Good, perfect. That is
your cousin's
parents.
And what about Rashi?
I'm looking at Rashi, but we still need Rashi. Go up to the next. We'll go up to the Rashi in the next. I think we saw the next Rashi on the next one. Fine. So that's Rav Chisda so far. Rav Chisda says that that's the difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah and the Braisa. Rava doesn't like his Pshat. Rava says, I'm sorry, but I know you're trying to be strict in your Gertoshav, but it doesn't make sense to me, your Pshat. Rava wants to say, Gertoshav on the way up should also take a walk. That's what he says.
Why?
It's the Kabbal Chomer. Amalei Rava, so they changed the Bakhtra into Rava. Right, because the Edda, hey, at the end is Rava. Amalei Rava, Vlav Kabbal Chomer, who? Isn't it a Kabbal Chomer to tell me that on the way up he should walk? Heck, he tell me on the way up the Gartoshav gets killed. When he killed on the way up, then he gets killed. Isn't it a Kabbal Chomer that he should take a walk? Why? What's the Kabbal Chomer? A Kabbal Chomer means even you're in the more lenient, you're being lenient on him. If in the stricter case you're being lenient, for sure in the lenient case you should be lenient. Meaning go. Like, right, correct. We're going to explain right now. Umadar, if you read them. Very good. Umadar, if you read the Yisrael Gali, going down, a Yisrael goes to Gullus. Correct? A Yisrael killed on the way down. So which means we're pretty strict. Even though it's by mistake, you go to Gullus. Fine, so Iunam, he also, the Kartajev also, Sagi, that's enough for him. The Gullus, fine, very good. So like a regular Jew gets Gullus, so you're lenient on a regular, you're strict on a regular Jew, so you're also strict on A, Gartoshav, he goes to Gullus. Even though it's by mistake, he goes to Gullus. By Terech Aliyah, but when you were going up to Yisrael, Pater, by a regular Jew, you're lenient on him. By a regular Jew going up, what's that halacha? A regular Jew going up, he walks. So you're lenient on him. Terech Aliyah, the Yisrael, Pater, Iu Narak, he, the Gartoshav, is going to get killed. How can you kill the Gartoshav? Meaning, in the stricter case, right, you compared it to the Jew. No, fine. When you're going down, it's Chomer. So he also has to have the strictness of going to Gullus. Correct? But going up, which is more lenient, the Jew takes a walk. So you kill him, how could it be? I mean like this. What's more lenient, going up or going down? So let's check out by a Jew. What's halacha by a Jew? Going up is more lenient. By a Jew, going down, you go to Gullus. Going up, you walk. So what's more lenient? Going up.
Why is it more strict going up for a guy?
Yeah, so
exactly.
So the Gartoshav, what do you tell me? When he goes down, he goes to Gullus. When he goes up, which is more lenient, then we kill you. Doesn't make sense. He's saying, what's your upshot? But your upshot is, I understand your whole way of thinking you're a Chista was, because that's the default. You can't let the guy take a walk. You say, fine, but Lamaise, but once I have a Kalachari, my Kalachari will prove to you that this guy shouldn't get killed. From a Kalachari, he shouldn't get killed. So you're right. In logic, you're right. I would say, first thing is, if a Gertesha doesn't get Kalos, he should get killed. It's true. You're right. But once I see my Kalachari, it doesn't make sense anymore. Because if, in a case of going down, which is lenient to give him Kalos, which is strict, in the strict case, you give him Kalos, in a case which is more lenient, you can't kill the guy, based on my Kalachari, you can't kill him. I mean, rather than arguing with Chista from his Chista's logic, Chista's logic was, the default for Gartoshav is getting killed. Either get him goes or get him killed. He's saying, you're right. But once I have a Kavachar, my Kavachar teaches you you're wrong. My Kavachar teaches you that if in the more strict case you go to Gullus, then in the more lenient case you can't kill him. That's Rav's problem with Rav Chisda. It's good? Fine. I mean, he understands Rav Chisda's point that his default was you get killed because Garat Hashem you get killed. But he's telling him, but there's still a Kavod Karban that's to teach you that you should that you, should, that you shouldn't get killed. So you, I don't agree to you that the Brisa is talking about a guy going up, because Rebbe says, I hold even a Garat Hashem is on the way up, he walks. So we had a problem. The Brisa says Garat Hashem who killed another Garat Hashem gets killed. So back to the contradiction. Our Mishnah said the Garat Hashem who killed another Garat Hashem goes to Gaul. The Brisa says he gets killed. Rav Chisda told me the Brisa is talking about. What did Rav Chisda say the Brisa is talking about? That the guy was on the way up. The guy's on the way up. Comes Rav and says, that doesn't help me. I hold the guy on the way up also takes a walk. So when is there ever a case that the Garat Hashem gets killed? That's our question. What do you say, Chana?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Sounds good? Meaning, how did Rav Chisda answer the stira? Rav Chisda said, if you go, if Garat Hashem was walking up, he gets killed. Right. The price is some of the case where he was walking up. Right. Rav said, that's not true. A guy who's walking up, he doesn't get killed.
Can't get killed.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So what comes out right now? We're back to the stira now. The Mishnah says you go Golos. The Brisa says no Golos. So what's the Pshat in the Brisa? Ella, rather, I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says, I'll tell you the Pshat in the Brisa. What's the scenario? The scenario is the following. Ba'aymer Mutter. He said that he thought you're allowed to get killed. In a case that he said you're allowed to get killed, right? What's the halacha? Rabbi says, let's say a guy comes and says, they didn't know you're not allowed to kill people. What's the halacha? Rabbi says, you're amazing. You're Karv amazing and we're going to kill you. You should have learned, you're not allowed to kill people.
You're not always, you're amazing.
You're amazing. Rabbi says, you're Karv amazing. Right? And therefore, if no one ever taught you you're not allowed to kill, it's too bad. The halacha is, so what's the case of the Brisa? The Brisa, the Garat Hashem killed another Garat Hashem, right, by mistake. But what was the mistake? The mistake was you thought you were allowed to kill people. So what do we say? You kill them anyways. Because you're closer to being negligent than to a mistake. Why? Because you should have learned, as the Rashi says. You should have learned. That's Rashi said. Rashi said, Ba'imer Mutter. Ba'imer Mutter, Rashi said, Nehrag, he gets killed. Why? He gets killed. The law of Bargos, he's not a son of Golos. You don't go to Golos in the case of Amram Mutter. Because Rava holds, you're negligent. You should have learned that you're not allowed to kill people. That's what you should have learned. You should have learned you're not allowed to kill people. So again, what's the answer? Why is the Brisa say a Gartosh will kill the Gartosh by mistake at Golos? He gets killed. Like, what type of mistake is it? You thought you're allowed to kill people. That's the mistake.
With
Rava. The mistake is you thought you were allowed to kill people.
Fine.
And we're saying it's a bad mistake.
Rabista is still holding my Rabista.
Yeah, Rabista says it's still arguing. First of all, the child is calling Derek Ali, and he says no, it's the case of every mother. But now.
But what difference does any of this make if it was an accident anyway?
So we're saying it wasn't a real accident. What type of accident was it? It wasn't a real accident.
It wasn't a real accident.
He took a gun and he shot the guy at purpose. He pulled the trigger on purpose. So where was that accident about? What part was the accident? You didn't know you're not allowed to kill. Yeah. When you always have a Shabbos, you have two types of accidents. Someone could turn on a light. Unless he turns on, flips on a light. One guy, he knows it's Shabbos, he knows he's not allowed. But he forgot it's Shabbos. He flipped the light on. That's one type of accident. Meaning he wasn't thinking. He knows you're not allowed. He knows it was his accident. He flipped the light on. So there's another accident is someone turned the light on because his mistake was he never knew what was wrong. That's his mistake. So here also, you had a guy, one guy, he pulled the trigger by accident.
How does that work in that Torah?
That's not, what's the Shabbos?
Person doesn't know.
It's called a Shagin. But there is anything with Yiddish Shanishba, why he doesn't know. If he could have learned, he doesn't know.
Is it
depends why he doesn't know. But usually, if he doesn't know, because depends on why he doesn't know.
I mean, if he's going to an Arab school where from kindergarten they glorify suicide.
Go to a regular school.
and not be taught things that are really important for you.
Fine. So it depends why you don't know. If you don't know, because you do never taught. So it's like it's a halacha of tiddik shnishpa. Meaning, even though tiddik shnishpa is usually a guy who's totally nishpa, he's taken among the guy, but there is a halacha. If I'm saying, first we tiddik shnishpa on certain things.
Right.
A lot of people tiddik shnishpa and shvirsi nayat. Tiddik shnishpa. So you have to know how they'll be judged. But that tiddik shnishpa. But you could be tiddik shnishpa on some things and not. It doesn't have to be fine. So again. Fine. So again, we have two terutzim. Why does the Braisa say that a Keretoshev who killed another Keretoshev by accident gets killed? One case is, Rabbi Chista says the guy was on the way up. That's why you get killed. Rabbi says, no. The scenario was that you made a mistake. Whatever mistake was it? The mistake was you thought you were allowed to kill. And then we say, we're very sorry for you. You should have learned. You should have opened, went to school and learned a little bit more. And therefore, I'm a mutter. You thought it was mutter. Rebbe says it's like amazing. It's like you were negligent, and therefore we're killing you. That's Rebbe. But Abaye didn't like Rebbe's shot either. Abaye says, I'm a mutter anusu. When a person thinks it's mutter, you don't have to. You shouldn't be getting killed. It's anus, right? It's not your fault. If you no one ever taught you not how to kill people, it's not your fault. You don't get killed. It's not your fault. That's what Abaye says. So Rava says, if no one ever taught you, you should have learned. It's your fault. Comes Rava and says, no. Comes Abaye and says, no, I'm your mother, it's highness. You're highness, so therefore, you don't get killed. So this cannot be the case of the Braisa. That's what Abaye wants to say. Rava told him back, Sha'ani, when a person thinks that you're allowed to kill, that's more close to being negligent than to me to let you opt off. Question of the guy who said, I thought you were allowed to kill. Is he close to being negligent? Is it his fault or is not his fault? So Rava says, it's your fault. You should have learned. You didn't learn that you're not allowed to kill people, we're killing you. You're negligent. But Abaye says, no, if no one ever taught you, it's not your fault, and we're not going to kill you. That's the argument between Abaye and Rav. So Rav says, really, because of Achlokes Abaye and Rav, I was never taught something, unless you're going to Sugi and Tidik Shadishpat, you've never taught something, so was never taught a certain halacha. So according to Rav, you're amazing, you should have learned on your own, you should have tried to learn on your own. Abaye says, no, it's not such a thing, you're highness, they didn't teach you. You're highness. That's Achlokes. Yeah, let's take Tidik Shadishpat, but stop, that's what I say like from here. I thought it was mutter. No one ever told me it was us. Fine. So what comes out now? Right now we have two answers to this theory. One shot in the bright says you're going up. And Rava says no, you're going down. Rava said it could be you're going down. But you thought it was mutter to kill people. Good, so far, so good? Now I say, Va'azdu l'tamayi. Who's they? They are going according to their reasoning. Who's they? Rav Chissa and Rava are going according to their reasoning. Good, Chanan?
Yeah.
Who's they? Now we have two answers to the Braisa. They, Rava and Rav Chissa, who they each say their answer according to their own reasoning in other places. The Itmah, as we learn, who stated, let's say a guy was sharpshooting. Kesavar behim, he thought it's an animal. Benimsa Adam, he thought he's shooting an animal. And it ended up as a person camouflage. Looked like a tiger. So he shot the guy. Right? He thought it was an animal. He liked it was a person. Or, Kena'ani. Let's say he thought he was shooting a guy.
You're talking about a Jew?
A Jew.
Even killed
the
person.
Yeah.
Or a Jew kills a
Kena'ani. Second? No, Gertosh, right? Rashi is Getosh, right?
Second case has to be Getosh.
Kanani, then it's a Getosh.
Because the only way he goes to Golas would be to be killed.
Right, Nachon, correct. Azul Tamayu, the Israel, the Kasar Behem, but it's Adam. You thought it was an animal and you came out of Adam. And it ended up you shot a person. Or Kanani, you thought it was a guy. This guy doesn't look too Jewish to me. I didn't know that he kept seven mitzvahs b'nei na'ach. The guy looks like a very great to me. He's like full of tattoos, this guy. And he's like, you know, a long ponytail, tattoos. He looks like a guy. He's like, he's shooting. And he thought, I can shoot him. Well, I said, no. He says, he ended up a few days ago, he sat in front of the best thing. He put a shirt on. He was like, you know, look normal. And he accepted the Shabbos of Neinah. So what's the halacha over there? Rabbi said, Chayiv, you're negligent. One. Again, Rabbi always told, you should have looked into the situation better. Just like when a guy grew up in Harlem, he didn't know you're not allowed to kill people. You should have learned. You should have learned better. Here also, Rabbi is saying, it's your fault for not looking, delving into the matter more. So if you thought the guy was an animal, you're at fault for killing a person. Or if you thought he was a guy, you should have asked the guy before you shot him if he's, you know, he kept Shabbos of Neinah. There's a little heart, it's like, no, hey, what are you supposed to look into? But stop. So don't kill people. If every guy walking by could be, he kept Shabbos of Neinah, don't kill a guy unless you know for sure he's like a real guy, a malik, you know? If you want to kill him, don't kill him. So Rabbi says, why? Because Ira, whenever you say you thought it was allowed, Karav Lameh, you're much closer to being negligent. Right? Rechista, I mean, no, Pata. Rechista says you're off the hook. Why? I mean, Munter, Anasu. I mean, Munter, you're Ines. It's not your fault. You couldn't do anything about it. So what are we trying to say here? Sorry, good. Why? Rabbi holds in Shas's opinion is, if you thought something was allowed and it's not allowed, it's your fault. You're still negligent. You're amazing. It's Karav Lameh, and we'll consider you into amazing. We'll consider you like you're being negligent. Meaning, you was trying to shoot an animal, and then you shot a person. You should have looked into it more. Rebel holds you responsible for looking into it, delving into the magic, into the subject further. Therefore, let's say you didn't know you're not allowed to kill people. You didn't know you're not allowed to kill people. You shot it. You're negligent, Rebel says. Good. So that's why the Braisa that says when a Gartaisha killed another Gartaisha, what's the scenario? Rebel says you thought you were allowed to kill people. Rabbi according to Shita holds, that's amazing. Good?
That's the Braisa.
That's the Braisa according to Rabbi.
But he doesn't go to Palestine.
You don't go to Gartaisha. Nachon, the Gartaisha even called another Gartaisha. Since Lamaisa, even if you didn't know you're not allowed to kill, that's called amazing. Kavlin, therefore you get killed, that's the case of the Braisa. Now Rav Chista would never want to answer like Rabbi. Why? According to Rav Chista, if you had a case that you thought it was mutter to kill, what's the halacha? According to Rav Chista. What's the halacha? According to Rav Chista. I mean, what did Rav Chista say? Karav lin?
Honest.
So according to Rav Chista, that can't be the case of the Braisa. Because that case is Karav l'Ines. So different, and you would be off the hook, you would take a walk. Yeah, you'd walk. In the Braisa, you'd walk. You're not going to go to Galus, you'll walk. Because you're Karav l'Ines. Yeah, you're Ines. Ines, it's not a shaggy, it's not a mistake.
So you're Ines is a hole in the Mishnah.
No,
he would go to
Gauls.
Rav Chista told
him
he would go to
Gauls.
You're
touching him.
He doesn't
care. Touch him. Go to Gauls. Nah, it's Karav l'Ines. It's nothing. You'd walk. You're Karav l'Ines. We're not saying Rav Chista's the Mishnah. We're trying to get the Braisa.
Right.
The Mishnah, it's like this. The Mishnah is something that's a very clear case. Reuven killed a Karteshev by mistake, and he goes to Gauls. That's the Mishnah. Finished. The Mishnah is clear to us. Good. A Karteshev killed another Karteshev by mistake, goes to Gauls. The question, what's the Braisa's case that you get killed?
Right.
Good. So Rav says, the case of the Braisa was you thought you were allowed to kill. Correct? And Rava says that case is cool. It's like amazing. It's just like any other time you kill someone on purpose. You get killed. The Kartesha is getting killed. Good? Hadan, it's good?
Yeah.
According to Rava saying, the Braisa's case was you said you were allowed to kill. Now, Rav Chista holds that that's wrong. Because Rav Chista says, in such a scenario, it's Karav l'Ines, you don't get killed, you walk. That's what Rav Chista says. That's what Rav Chista, it's not a good case of the Braisa. So Karav l'Chista says, the case of the Braisa was, you were going up. Right, let's see, what's the case of the Braisa according to Rav Chista? You're going up. Fine. Why? He has no choice. He has to tell us the case of the Braisa. The case of the Braisa has to be that we're going up. And since you're going up, therefore you get, the Kartesha goes up, Keska. But Rava, he already has a pshat for the Braisa. Right? So Rava adds to Rav Chista. Rava's going to tell Rav Chista, I have a kalach haaretz that you're wrong. So what happened? They're both fighting each other because they don't need, Rava is not forced to say pshat in the Braisa like Rav Chista. So again, we have a Braisa. The Braisa says, A Gertoshev killed, a Gertoshev gets killed. Now, what's the scenario? If it's a regular scenario, a Gertoshev killed another Gertoshev by mistake, the Mishnah says you go to Golos. So, what's the case of the Braisa? Good? So, Rav Chisda says the case of the Braisa is you were on your way up. Right? Fine. Rav says no. The case was you thought you were allowed to kill.
Rabbi says it can't be on the way off if it doesn't make sense due to Kabbalah Homer. Therefore, it has to be.
Okay, so Aramotte.
Aramotte.
Good. Come to Chisda. Now, Rav Chisda is going to argue on that. Rav Chisda says in the case of Aramotte, you're not negligent in that case. In that case, it's honest, you couldn't help it. You will take a walk.
So I'm back to my stand.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my pshat that you go up. So that's the one I want to say. I say this argument, dude. Rabbi Chisda is going according to your argument in Shas. If our mutter is karav lemezid, or our mutter is karav lit, honest. That's what this gemara wants to say. What does Rashi say over here? Let's see Rashi. Ba'ayim mutter. Right, Rabbi traveled ba'ayim mutter. Rashi ba'ayim mutter narak. The lav bar galus. He's not a bar galus because he don't go to galus. You're not a bar galus. You don't go to galus, and you have to get killed. For azul tamayim, who's going according to this reason? Rav Chisda, the loy ba'ayim lishnuyi ba'ayim mutter. Rav Chisda doesn't have to answer the case that's talking about a case where he said it's mutter to kasara, because he would hold anosu. He holds a case where you're saying arim mutter. That's really a case where you are aynas, so you wouldn't get killed in that case. Right? Rabba the Amar Nara, and Rabba who says you do get killed, it's Kisar because he holds. Sorry, why does he hold that? In the case that you are a behemoth, it was an animal and you thought it was a behemoth. So Haray Zed, this is Ka'imir Mutter. This is like the case of you said it was Mutter. Why? I mean, why the case of a person who killed an animal, he thought it was a person, it was an animal, he thought it was an animal, the person. The same case of saying, oh, I thought you were allowed to kill. They're both the same problem. Shahai le lomai. He should have learned. Just like a case of a guy said, I thought you were allowed to kill. Why does Rabbi say we kill you? You should have learned. You're not allowed to kill. True or false? Even though you, in your action of killing, you weren't negligent, you were negligent in the fact that you didn't learn, you're not allowed to kill. Correct? Afzeh ha'olai here also. Even though you were not, I thought it was ice shooting, and I thought it was an animal and a person. See, even though I'm not negligent for trying to kill a person, but I'm negligent for not delving into the matter deeper. That's my negligence. We got to tell you about Shkina. Chaya Misa, which was the other name over there. Yeah, Rabbi says Chaya Misa. If you thought it was an animal and it was really a person, you're fine. So what are you saying?
The rest of it is supported by Hanukkah.
He said, I raised that Ka'imim Mutter. This is like the case of Ka'imim Mutter. Why? Shahar Lai Lomai. He should have learned.
Right.
He should have learned. That's in the case of Ka'imim Mutter. The Avzen, this person also, meaning when by the animal, when he shot, he thought it was an animal, he shot the person, he thought it was an animal and he shot it. The Avzen, this case also, meaning the case of that we just brought down, right? And he thought it was an animal, he felt the person, and it was a person. He should have looked into it deeper. It's really like a guy thought it's mutter to kill. It's very nice, you're negligent, but not delving into the matter deeper. Here also, when a person thought that it was the animal, realized the person, you should have looked into it deeper. Rashi throws like you said, we got to touch Vaskino, you know, we're talking about the touch. So what do Rabbi say in this case? Misa. So in every scenario where you should have delved into the matter deeper, Rava says you're negligent for not delving into the matter deeper, and Rukhisa says also. So again, when a guy thought you're allowed to kill somebody, and he kills somebody, you're right, he's not negligent in killing the person. But he's negligent in not learning that it's awesome. Also, when a person is shot and he thought it was an animal, really it was a person, and it was a person, you're right, you're not negligent because you thought you were killing a person. You're negligent for not delving into the matter deeper. That's where your negligence is. So Rava says, don't you catch your chayit? And Chisda says, in such a case, you're going to be Pater. Baruch Hashem. So tomorrow, we're going to try to go for the next tomorrow, the Esrei. We're going to the Esrei tomorrow. We're going to try to push from the Esrei to the Mishnah tomorrow.
Are you saying, what are you saying? That if he's negligent, either because he doesn't know or because he didn't check closely enough, then he gets killed. But otherwise, He goes free.
Correct. Otherwise,
now we are?
You go free. Go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Work check.
Five for seven. Let's go to the rubber.